Fantasy sports once were the province of stat geeks who made a hobby of analyzing every last box score. Today, it's a mega industry that's only gaining momentum from the stadium to the statehouse. Here's Victor Wishna with this month's edition of A Fan's Notes.
We sports fans love sports because they are at once games of skill and games of chance. Lacing a line drive past a diving third baseman? That's skill. But then the wind pushes it just foul. Such are the chances. But what if, you know, you're just pretending? Fantasy sports is bigger than ever. More than 41 million people in the U.S. and Canada take part in some form, masquerading as the manager of their own pro team, earning fantasy points for their roster of athletes' real-life feats. On the surface, it's just another way for fans to embrace the drama of their favorite game. But mix in some money, and recently, it's become a lot of money. And the stakes get much more real. As entry fees and payouts rise, when does gaming become gambling? Well, that depends whether you see it as more than a game of chance. Last week, Kansas came closer to being the latest state, and one of the last, to define fantasy sports as a game of skill, rather than an unlawful lottery. The bill passed both Republican-dominated houses with overwhelming support, and Governor Sam Brownback's signature is a safe bet. State Rep. Brett Hildebrand explained, "So many Kansans participate in this, and we want to make sure that they're operating on the right side of the law." Look, I've been in my share of fantasy football leagues, and I'm flattered that the honorable representative thinks I got skills. I mean, I did take my team, the Kansas City Moyles, all the way to the playoffs when nobody thought they'd make the cut. Still, I'm not sure why fantasy sports is a game of skill, whereas, say, poker, according to Kansas law, is not. Is picking the right players at the right time really so different from knowing when to hold them and when to fold them? Then again, it's not me and the Moyles that are getting Topeka's undies in a bundle. We play mostly for pride anyway, and the camaraderie and competition that lasts a whole season. But in just the last 2 years, something called daily fantasy sports is changing the landscape. Through sites like FanDuel and DraftKings, players can redraft teams whenever there's a new slate of games. It only takes minutes, the results are immediate, and payouts in the tens of thousands or more give new context to the term fantasy. Ads on ESPN trumpet the average schmoes who turned a $2 entry fee into a $1 million jackpot. Sounds a bit like a lottery, no? One sports columnist even called daily play the crack cocaine of fantasy sports, and not disapprovingly. This year, the daily fantasy sports industry will collect more in entry fees than all the sports books at Las Vegas casinos combined. More than anything, that's what's driving the growth of the now $15 billion American fantasy market, according to the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. The NBA has an official deal with FanDuel, and when Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred stopped by Kauffman Stadium last week, he proudly touted his league's partnership with DraftKings. "I think that fantasy space is really important to the engagement of young people," he said. But for better or for worse? John Kint, a prominent critic of online gambling and professor emeritus at the University of Illinois, claims that the younger generation, the one that can't remember a world without the internet, is showing nearly double the gambling addiction rate of their elders. FanDuel, DraftKings, and others may claim to be games of skill, and legislatures like the one in Topeka may back them on it. But for every new millionaire, there's someone with a genuine problem and the serious debt to show for it. That's the cold, hard reality. You know, the opposite of fantasy.
Victor Wishna is a writer, editor, and sports fan. He lives in Leawood. You can find this week's local listen and all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Next week on the show, social media shaming with the ethics professors, President Eisenhower's secret battle to save the world, and one of Kansas City's musical treasures. Our theme music is composed by Bobby Watson. We had help this week from KCUR's Linda Scher, Bill Brownlee, Danny Alexander, Lisa Rodriguez, Beth Lipoff, Eliza Spurtis, and Eleanor Klibanoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date. Tonight.